conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
My name is Shardul. I'm from New Zealand. I'm a member of the Sri Chinmoy Centre in Auckland, and I'm 47 years old. I've been a member of the Sri Chinmoy Centre since 1984. One of the enduring memories for me in my life is my childhood, which was quite simple, of course, like most childhoods, but I was very, very taken with the world when I was a child. I loved nature, and I liked being on my own a lot. So for the first 6 years of my life, I stayed at home, pretty much. And, of course, my mother was there, but we had quite a good size yard, and I used to play on my own a lot in the yard and had all kinds of, you know, fantasies and fun things that I used to do. That was really remarkable to me was the simplicity of life and the joy of life. It was quite a shock when I was first taken to school. But the memory of my childhood stayed with me a lot right into my teenage years. And I can remember always wanting to recapture the simplicity and the joy of those first 6 years. We're basically playing in the garden for all that time. And when I had been a teenager, there was a program on the television that I really, really liked called Kung Fu. And I liked it because it was about a Chinese guy that went to America when the Chinese were obviously a minority. He was looking for his brother who had turned to the dark side. And they were both Shaolin monks, so they had a lot of power and martial power. But the main character, the thing I liked so much about him was that, yes, he had all this martial power and capacity, but at the same time he loved to meditate and he loved to play his flute. He was very, very simple and very humble. And also he was very self-giving. And those qualities really, to me at the time, were remarkable qualities for a human being to have. I thought, you know, how nice it would be to be like that. I wasn't like that, but I sort of had a feeling that it was a good way to be calm and peaceful in life and to be self-giving. So that program really inspired me from that point of view. And kind of, for me, an introduction to spiritual life, spiritual awakening or spirituality in general. It really captured me that somebody could stay calm under all kinds of adverse circumstances and situations, remain calm through them and deal with them. And I thought that was quite incredible that you could do that. And it was something that I wanted to be able to do. But it was not for many years later until I actually started to learn meditation and I realized that actually everybody has this capacity to remain calm in life and deal with life as things come at you. So when I came to the Sri Chinmoy Center, that for me was the beginning of, I realized that I could actually make that a reality in my life personally, not just a television program or a thought or a memory even, but something that actually could become tangible and real. So, you know, that has become more of a reality for me now since I've learned to meditate. So I feel now, even as an adult, you can capture the simplicity of life and the joy of life by learning to meditate and learning to deal with life.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.